The Masthead, published by the Siemens Church Institute, all rights reserved. November 2022. In this issue, Making Waves, Siemens Church Institute attends Kongsberg Digital Conference in Norway. Center for Maritime Advocacy Director attends IMO Maritime Safety Committee meeting. An update from the International Seafarers Center. Remember, the world depends on mariners. Mariners depend on SCI, and SCI depends on you. Support SCI. Making Waves, Siemens Church Institute attends Kongsberg Digital Conference in Norway. With a commitment toward improved training and resources for mariners and our client companies, SCI's Center for Maritime Education is updating its simulator systems to Kongsberg Digital's KSIM. The update and testing are already underway at our Paducah, Kentucky facility and will be fully completed by January 2023 at our Houston, Texas facility. In light of this, Jerry Butler, SCI Board Member and Chief People Officer at Ingram Marine, Jonathan Burson, SCI E-Learning Manager, the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, SCI President and Executive Director, and Captain Stephen Polk, SCI CME Director, joined the International Maritime Training Community in Horten, Norway last week for the Kongsberg Digital Maritime Simulation User Conference to learn more about KSIM's potential. The conference offered recent product news and user discussions, but also focused on marketing trends and the impact digital transformation is having on the industry. KSIM is state-of-the-art, and that's a priority for us and our mission to mariners, noted Captain Polk. It not only significantly improves our simulator training experience, but we will also likely see benefits for our e-learning programming and our expanding feasibility study potential. Photos included in the print version of the masthead from the Kongsberg Digital Simulation User Conference in Horten, Norway, November 9th to 11th, 2022. From left, Jenny Butler, SCI Board Member and Chief People Officer at Ingram Marine. Jonathan Burson, SCI E-Learning Manager. The Reverend Mark Nesselhut, SCI President and Executive Director, and Captain Stephen Polk, SCI CME Director. SCI in the News. GICA panel focuses on impacts of trauma on maritime personnel. The Waterways Journal Weekly. October 19, 2022, by Frank McCormick. Much of the focus of the Gulf International Canal Association seminar this year, held August 3 to 5 in New Orleans, was on waterway operations, issues that towboat crews face on a daily basis, and the partnership that exists between operators, federal agencies, and the communities through which the Gulf Intracoastal Waterway, GIWW, passes, and rightfully so. The GIWW is the nation's third busiest commercial waterway, with valuable petrochemicals, raw materials, and fabricated goods passing through some of the oldest locks in the United States. But it takes mariners and dockside workers to move those cargoes, and they operate in a dynamic environment often impacted by things like tropical storms and hazards organic to the job. With danger and injury comes mental and emotional trauma, which can then affect a mariner's personal safety, the safety of co-workers, and ultimately his or her ability to stay on the job. In view of the most recent widespread traumatic event to impact mariners on the GIWW, Hurricane Ida in 2021, the Gulf Intracoastal Canal Association, GICA, hosted a panel focused on trauma and mariner wellness, featuring representatives from the Siemens Church Institute, SCI, and Jim Fletcher, maritime industry veteran and founder of Baton Rouge, Louisiana-based Team Services. Phil Shiflin, former captain of the Port of New Orleans and currently director of SCI's Center for Mariner Advocacy, moderated the panel, which also featured Reverend Tom Rhodes, SCI's senior river chaplain, and the Reverend Howard Whitaker, an SCI chaplain associate. Whitaker began the discussion by describing the effect trauma has on the brain. In fact, Whitaker said, the physical impact of trauma looks a lot like the brain damage caused by dementia and stroke. So what you're left with on deck is not a bunch of well-trained, disciplined mariners, Whitaker said. You're left with something that's somewhere between a frightened horse and an angry dog, and a southern teenager, and you've got to figure out how to handle it. But I will tell you this, yelling at them is not going to help. Instead, it's important to respond quickly with the right kind of care, just like with a stroke or a heart attack. You want to get care as quickly as possible, Whitaker said. Maybe you've experienced a cardiac event, and they've told you minutes is muscle. For the minds, when you have a trauma, time is tissue, and the longer you stay in that traumatic state, the more tissue you are destroying. SCI chaplains are trained in CISM, which stands for Critical Incident Stress Management, and serves as psychological first aid. Chaplains are able to deploy en masse in response to a large incident, like a hurricane, or one by one, when there's an injury on a vessel or a death at home. Rhodes, speaking to the crowd gathered for the GICA seminar, said a CISM visit may look like a chaplain sitting down with an entire crew to talk over what happened and what the crew experienced and help mariners share ongoing hardships, like nightmares, withdrawing from family and crewmates, inability to sleep, and difficulty focusing while on duty. The impact of meeting with a chaplain and the follow-up pastoral care that chaplain can provide has a tangible impact on the individual mariner and the crew as a whole. When people are cared for soon after an event, they're much more likely to keep working, Rhodes said. But to respond to an incident, SCI chaplains have to be invited, and unfortunately, that doesn't always happen, Rhodes said. A key example was Hurricane Ida, which crossed both the GIWW and the Mississippi River and scattered towboats and barges in its wake. I expected our phones to ring off the wall because I knew that people were going through terrifying events, but that did not happen, Rhodes said. Rhodes said he was there at the GICA seminar to help make sure that won't happen again. It's not going to do your crews any harm for us to show up, but it might do a lot of good, he said. Fletcher said he first met Rhodes when he reached out to offer ASSIST training, which stands for Applied Suicide Intervention Skills Training. I felt called to participate personally because I had lost a brother to suicide when I was a young adult, Fletcher said. It was around the time of the ASSIST training that Fletcher had a tankerman trainee commit suicide. I called Tom, and it was about 7 o'clock in the morning, Fletcher said, and he launched out like a cannon and began his work. I'm so thankful I made that phone call. He went straight to the house of the surviving wife and children and worked with them all through that time. Rhodes also spent time with the trainee's work family, Fletcher said. I know many of you have worked with Seamen's Church through very difficult circumstances and know the value they bring to the table, Fletcher said. It was quite a learning experience to actually see it in action and know how it impacted so many different people and so many different families. Shifflin urged the operators and company executives in the crowd to call on SCI after traumatic events like suicide, natural disasters, and other incidents because of the good it can do for the individual mariners, crews, and by extension the maritime community as a whole. We want to be called so much that it's hard for us to meet the response, Shifflin said. That was not the problem in Ida last year, and I'm quite certain that more folks would have benefited from our chaplain visits. SCI maintains a crisis number, 800-708-1998, that is monitored around the clock. Additional SCI contacts are posted online at www.seamenschurch.org. German Transportation Delegation Explores America's River System, October 21, 2022, by Shelley Byrne. Gathered around a map of the inland waterways of the United States, a four-person delegation from the German Ministry of Transport only had two words, unbelievable and wow. Another map showed the officials who visited Seamen's Church Institute's Center for Maritime Education in Paducah, Kentucky, on November 19th, the drainage basin of the Mississippi River and its tributaries, and why Paducah is called the hub of the inland waterways industry, with the Ohio and Tennessee rivers meeting in Paducah, and the Ohio's confluence with the Cumberland and Mississippi rivers just upstream and downstream, respectively. Dr. Joachim Eichhorn, one of the members of a visiting group representing the German Ministry of Transport, takes his turn piloting a simulated towboat traveling through Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, as SCI's John Ehrenstam helps to guide him. Dr. Norbert Solomon, head of the Waterways and Shipping Department, comprised of 13 units of the German Ministry of Transportation, Christian Kohlhaas, head of the International Maritime Policy Unit, Claudia Oberheim, head of the Waterway Policy Unit, and Dr. Joachim Eichhorn of the Embassy of the Federal Republic of Germany and also head of the Transportation and Digital Infrastructure Section, also visited Washington, D.C., New Orleans, and Canada on their trip. They specifically asked to see Olmsted Locks and Dam. So Deb Calhoun, Senior Vice President of Waterways Council Incorporated, suggested a lunchtime visit to Paducah first to meet with local representatives and learn more about the role the city plays in the industry. I said, well, you absolutely have to come to the epicenter of the maritime industry. And that is Paducah, Calhoun said. While the group had already toured the Port of New Orleans, seen a fleeting area, been out on a towboat and visited with the Associate Administrator of the U.S. Maritime Administration, Maritime Partners, and Shuttle Incorporated, among others, members still were visibly enthused as they drove a simulated towboat through Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, taking photos of each other at the sticks with their cell phones. We've really learned a lot, Solomon said, while introducing himself to the local contingent. We've met a lot of people, very interesting people. While the government of Germany is highly involved in maritime navigation, including with colleagues in the United States, that nearly always means freight that travels over the ocean, Solomon said. The visit to the United States was designed specifically to help the delegation learn more about inland river transportation. I thought it's time to come to America to see what perspectives you have with inland navigation, what problems you have, and how you can solve all these problems, Solomon said. He said he had learned many of the issues those in the transportation sector in the United States have are ones the Germans share, and that he thinks cooperation would be worthwhile. As an example, he said the group had seen the Mississippi River by plane and also the effects of recent low water on navigation. And I just remember that we also have low water on the Rhine River, he said. Those gathered to meet the German visitors ensured they left Paducah with a far greater appreciation of the effect of inland navigation on the economy. Bruce Wilcox, President and CEO of the Greater Paducah Economic Development Corporation, noted that three-fourths of inland navigation traffic passes by or very near Paducah. Ken Wheeler, a retired industry professional, told them more than 6,000 employees in Paducah work as a direct part of the river industry, with another 20 firms that provide associated services to the industry as needed. Chad Dorsey, director of MARAD's Inland Waterways Gateway Office in Paducah, talked about the increasing importance of better utilizing the inland waterway system, especially given a shortage of truckers and congestion on railways. McCracken County Judge Executive Craig Clymer briefly mentioned the summer he spent as a deckhand years ago before noting that Western Kentucky has the largest concentration of navigable rivers in the world. Fowler Black, sales director at the Paducah Convention and Visitors Bureau, drew comparisons between Paducah, one of nine UNESCO-designated creative cities in the United States, with four UNESCO-designated creative cities in Germany. He said Paducah participated in the program in part because, like the German group, representatives from Paducah believe the city will benefit from an international exchange of ideas. Calhoun emphasized the enormity of the U.S. inland river system in her presentation. The system of waterways connects 28 of the U.S. states, but has an impact on all 50, she said. It includes 12,000 navigable miles of river and directly employs 540,000 people while moving about 500 million tons of freight annually. The river industry saves $7 to $9 billion in transportation costs annually compared to rail and truck, she said. While Calhoun said she loved telling about the accomplishments of the industry, it was only fair also to talk about a major challenge, which is that more than 80% of locks and dams, critical river infrastructure, are being beyond their 50-year design life. Thankfully, she said, federal recognition of the importance of the system has grown, as evidenced by the $2.5 billion allocated for the inland waterways in the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, IIJA, signed into law November 15, 2021. Before moving on to their Olmsted tour, Solomon thanked those gathered for welcoming the group, giving of their time, and providing so much information about the industry. I will always remember this trip, and hopefully this is the beginning of a new intensive cooperation, he said. Center for Maritime Advocacy Director attends IMO Maritime Safety Committee meeting. Center for Mariner Advocacy Director Phil Shiflin recently attended the International Maritime Organization's IMO Maritime Safety Committee meeting November 2nd to 11th in London as a member of the International Christian Maritime Association ICMA delegation. ICMA is a coalition of seafarer welfare organizations that work collaboratively but to best support mariners worldwide. The Maritime Safety Committee, MSC, is responsible for a broad range of maritime safety issues, and not surprisingly, many of these issues are impacted by the human element. The safety-related issues addressed by the committee often impact the mariners that sail on vessels subject to IMO regulations. In attending these meetings, Phil attempts to ensure that mariner equity is taken into account as the committee does its work. Among the most critical roles of the MSC from the perspective of seafarer welfare, organizations like SCI, is that they provide oversight to the IMO's Human Element Training and Watchkeeping HTW subcommittee. As the name would indicate, HTW focuses exclusively on the human side of the maritime industry. The HTW subcommittee is assigned work by MSC and once completed returns it for MSC review and follow-up action. Accordingly, Phil attends MSC meetings to follow these issues. Photos in the print copy of the masthead show the IMO Safety Committee meeting, November 2nd to 11th. From left, Sarah Bade, Chief Executive Officer, Sailor Society, and current chair of the ICMA board. Right, Philip Shiflin, Esquire, Director, SCI's Center for Mariner Advocacy. 22nd Annual River Bell Awards Luncheon. December 8, 2022, 11 a.m., Paducah, McCracken, County Convention and Expo Center, Paducah, Kentucky. Congratulations to our award recipients. River Bell Award, James C. Guidry, Executive Vice President of Vessel Operations, Kirby Corporation. Rivers Legend Award, Frank Morton, Founder and Director, Turn Services, LLC. Life-Saving Award, the crew of the MV Ms. Niz, Marquette Transportation. The crew of the MV, Michael Granger, Ingram Barge Company. Please contact our development office at 212-349-9090 should you require additional information or assistance. Update from the International Seafarers Center. With most vessels at the ports of Newark and Elizabeth now allowing shore leave, the International Seafarers Center has seen an uptick in activity. ISC Director Tim Wong points out that we have been seeing more seafarers in the center, our chaplains have been busy making ship visits, and our drivers transporting seafarers from their vessels to Jersey Gardens Mall and the ISC, and just in time to accommodate the rise in frequency of seafarer transports, the ISC received its new 15-passenger van. The previous van was damaged beyond repair more than a year ago due to flooding from Hurricane Ida. Both ISC vans are granted to the Seamen's Church Institute by the International Transport Workers Federation, ITF, Seafarer Trust. Also, the ISC recently welcomed a group of faculty and students from the University of Technology in Lodz, Poland. Part of the organization and management faculty, their visit to New York, November 4th to 10th, focused on exploring transport, logistics, and management in the United States. They toured the ISC and Port Newark during their visit. Save the date. See you on the mountain. 2023 Seamen's Church Institute Mountain Challenge. September 28th to October 1st, 2023, Mount Snow, Vermont. Learn more and register. SeamensChurch.org/MC2023. From the archives, on this date in 1869, the Suez Canal was completed. 63 years later, a seafarer who stayed at SCI's 25 South Street building took the photo of the SS Andorra Star on the Mediterranean side of the canal at Port Said. submarine U-47 sank the Arandora on July 2, 1940, with a single torpedo. 805 people died, and about two-thirds of that number were prisoners of war bound for detention centers in Canada. SCI Historical Resources. Thank you to our supporting sponsors. Sustaining sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line and Ingram. Supporting sponsors, American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby, McAllister, Moran, and Trinity Church, Wall Street. In-kind sponsor, Seward & Kissel, LLP. The Seamus Church Institute. Engage in the conversation. If you receive this newsletter as a forwarded email from a friend or colleague, or regularly receive our emails and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazines, please contact the SCI office in New York. The Seamus Church Institute, 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York, 10004. Thank you very much for listening to this version of The Masthead, November 2022. My name is Don Sheets.